The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge. I am your host, Alan Bell, and we have a phenomenal show lined up for you this Saturday. I want to make sure everyone knows our schedule for today. Obviously, we have our daily morning show right now, but at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, we are going to go live and break down the Raiders at Bengals game. We will run it back and come back live at 7:15 p.m. Eastern tonight to break down the Patriots at the Bills. Break through everything that you need on that one as well. All right, let's not waste any time. Let's bring in the stars of the show. Now, boys, got to take a look here real quick how we did yesterday. My man, the machine, we were just talking about it. Tough day, buddy. Tough day, but you know what? You're going to bounce back. Nice one split on the underdog. And then our man Buckets coming through again. Brighton, Crystal Palace, both teams to score at minus 110. Crush that one. But I tell you what. You know what coach always says of what the maestro always says that, you know what, snap it clear, baby. We'll move on. M squared. How we doing, my man?
Doing well. Minus the rain. The rain. I don't like the rain that we have. We got some snow coming in this weekend. You know, it's football weather, but it's not a lot of fun to take Chief out in that. So I prefer we didn't have it.
Yeah. You know what, Mike in Nashville, as well as I am. Look, I swear every weekend we have the weirdest weather ever. Like it's 70 degrees yesterday, tomorrow, 6.5 inches of snow. It's nuts. Yep. I feel like we got New York's weather. Jay Smooth, what's going on in New York, my man?
Oh, well, you know, it's actually not that bad here. It's like 30 degrees normal winter morning, but yeah, you know, yesterday wasn't great. Just want to address it really quick. I mean, Manhattan was up 21 with 3 minutes left and, Manhattan was down 21. 3 minutes left and couldn't get and got back and covered. So a little annoying, but we're back with some actual model plays today. Yesterday wasn't on the model. If you watched the show, I was pretty clear about that. So we're back with three model plays today. Let's do it.
I love it. Micah, how we doing, my man? You're out in the West Coast. How's it going, buddy?
Doing great, man. I'm looking forward to it. This is the beginning of the super duper wild card weekend. I was just happy with wild card weekend, but you put the super in it, we get the Monday night game. It's a 3-day weekend of NFL football, playoff football. Very excited.
Micah, now here's the question, buddy. So first off, me and Mike were just talking about snow coming to Nashville. Every time we look behind you, it's always sunny. It always looks nice. Now, you have the experience of when, well, let's just put it out there, when the mob was in control in Las Vegas, how would they have handled super wild card weekend? Would they have been fired up for it?
I don't think, as long as they could win, I don't think they really care one way or another. It's a stream, revenue streams, whatever they can do to win, that's it.
I love it. I love it. All right, we're going to jump right into picks here. And M squared, look, it's your show, buddy. You know you got first ups. I'm not going to tempt coach's voice, at least yet. We might have a little surprise here at the end. But we are going to start with you, buddy. So let it rip, man.
All right, let's talk about college basketball here. And I'll say this is a half unit play for me currently. I feel relatively comfortable, though, for most of you if you want to jump it up to the full unit. But it's going to be the Tennessee Volunteers plus 5.5 against Kentucky. Really important matchup here in the SEC. It's an early start time. Both of these teams lost to LSU. We watched that LSU team go on to win at Florida without Penson. I think that LSU team is very good. These teams are good, but we're not so sure how real of contenders they are. We're going to find out if one of them is today. But I'm looking for a competitive 1-2 possession game here in this spot. Rick Barnes has had a lot of success in his career, obviously not with Tennessee, but a lot of success in his career on the road at Rupp Arena against this Kentucky team. He is comfortable in this environment. I think the team will be ready to go. Expect a physical game out of Tennessee. I just think this line is inflated on the Kentucky side because they are at home. I make this one closer to plus 2.7 in my simulations. So we have a little bit of an edge here, but really getting over that 5.5 is key. I'm getting that number at Caesar Sportsbook right now. Some places have 4.5s. That's where I'm kind of cautioning and wanting you to only maybe play a half unit at that point. But find the 5.5s in the market. There is a pretty big difference between 5.5 and 4.5 in this particular college basketball game. But take Tennessee as an underdog here this morning.
I like it. Yeah, and you're right. Rick Barnes, he's definitely not afraid to go up in Rupp Arena. He's had some success there. He's not afraid to do it at all. All right, Michael Roberts, talk to me, buddy. You got two picks today, all right, both in the NFL. What do you got?
Yeah, we're going to start out with the Raiders and Bengals under, and I think we got two first-time playoff coaches. I think they'll come in a little conservative, not wanting to, you know, have all the blame fall squarely on their shoulders. How could you make that call if it fails? You know, it's great if you try it out, but I think it'll be conservative. You know, we're talking about Derek Carr and Joe Burrow. How about Max Crosby against Trey Hendrickson? That's going to be something to watch. I think both of those guys will have good days pass rushing and help the game standard. The game they played earlier this year, the Raiders were absolutely awful at home. The game stayed under, but they didn't even throw the ball really at all. Joe Burrow, less than 150 yards. Joe Mixon was a star, 30 rushes for 130, two touchdowns. I think that approach worked for them then. I think they might try it here. Or, again, you just heave it up to Ja'Marr Chase. But I don't think it's going to be enough. They're not going to go man-to-man three straight times like the Chiefs did with Snell. That was just horrible a couple of weeks ago. So I think Anders to play here. On the other game with the Bills, I think the weather's obviously going to be a factor, maybe below zero when you put the wind chill in it. But not a lot of wind, so we may see Mac Jones throw the ball more than three times the last time he was in Buffalo. I think the Bills get it here, even though the Patriots 15-3 against the spread last 18 meetings in Buffalo, including getting the win and cover this season. But it's a different team now. That team, the Bills and the Patriots, Patriots had won and covered seven straight after that Bills game. They went into a bye, and then it was downhill from there. Usually Belichick teams after a bye, super strong. This one fell flat. Maybe it's the rookie quarterback. I don't know, but they went 1-3 down the stretch. Their only win was to the Jaguars. And on the opposite end, you know, we got the Bills playing probably at their best right now. It all started on that loss to Tampa Bay. They haven't lost since. They've covered every game since, 4-0. They're on a roll. They got a rubber match. They're going to win the rubber match. So go Bills.
There we go. That's going to be a fantastic game. I love any time in the NFL when we get it, you know, two division teams to play for a third time. And you're right, you know, in regards to Belichick and their defense on the road. But Josh Allen, yeah, he should be able to – he should handle his business. Plus, in the Bengals and Raiders game, I like that underplay as well because, you know, both teams are going to look at it, right? Like, you can't win the game in the first half, but you can absolutely lose the game in the first half. So, yeah, there's some conservative ship that's going to go on there. All right, Jay Smooth, look, I left you on the last spot, the maestro spot, because you said you wanted to bounce back. And you know what? There's no better place to do it in the maestro spot, an important place. Let it rip, buddy. What do you got?
Thank you, sir. Yeah, definitely want to bounce back. A little annoyed. Nobody likes losing less than I do. So let's get right to it. I'm going to have three picks all off the model today. So let's go with our first one. 1 p.m. tip off the Citadel plus 1.5. Model's got the wrong team favored. You love to hear it. I think Citadel should be the winning team here against VMI. I'll keep it pretty short and sweet. Citadel just had a huge 56-point second half comeback against UNCG. They were down, I think, 15 points at the half, and they ended up winning by 5. They 56 points in the half. So if they can bring that momentum in here today at home against VMI, I think they have a really good shot to win this one. And actually, VMI lost to that same UNCG team just 5 or 6 days ago. So again, I think they might be able to win this one, grab Citadel plus the small amount of points. Then next, I'm going to stay in the same conference here and go with Chattanooga against Furman. Chattanooga -3, -3.5 now you can find it, but I try to get that 3. I have this one at 6 points. So again, right, 3 is a pretty important little half point boost here. Again, this is going to be pretty interesting. The Mocs are coming off of a pretty bad loss against Western Carolina, and they're going to definitely be looking for a revenge game in a big way here. Furman is actually one of their biggest rivals, another one of the top teams in this conference, but Chattanooga had looked good. I think that they're going to come back around. They're going to get this one done. -3 should be pretty good there. You know, They're 5-1 straight up at home, Chattanooga. So I think they're going to get this one. And then lastly, I'm going to go to LSU. You can get this one -6. This is like kind of crazy. A lot of models have this one at like 10, 12 points. I'm not really even sure why there's such a discrepancy in the models. We just saw, even without Xavier Pinson, that this LSU team can still play. They still have good guards, next man up mentality. I love this. I mean, Ken Pom himself has this at 12. 6, 5.5 points of edge is pretty ridiculous on a Saturday morning. I'm going to trust the models and take it. LSU has been a machine. They're 15-1. They're going against, you know, this Arkansas team that really hasn't been that great this season. I'm not going to question it. Trust the numbers. Take LSU -6.
You know, Jay Smooth, I'll tell you this. You know, I can usually tell how well your picks are going to be by your hair coming onto the show. And my man, your lettuce is glorious today, right? So I got a good feeling on that.
It's, you know,
dude, it's good. It's solid, man. It's solid. And shout out Chattanooga. That's a fun little school. I've had a good time down there at UTC, the Mocs down there on the mountain. Yeah, it's a fun place. All right.
That's coaching.
It's the home of Mr. Belding, if anybody remembers from Saved by the Bell. That's where he went to school. That's a little
people
fun
used
nugget
to say,
for
I look
you.
Like Screech the kid.
So. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Take a look at our recap today, and it is glorious. And I tell you what, we got a little present for you because we do not have a site play, and I'm going to tell you why. First off, M Squared is on the Vols +5.5 against Kentucky. Michael Roberts on Raiders Bengals -48.5, and the Bills -4.5. Jay Smooth, the Machine, is on Citadel +1.5, LSU -6.5, and the Chattanooga Mocs UTC -3. And I'll tell you what, I got four picks for you, and we're going to let it rip right here. First, Derek Carr over half an interception at -130. I believe that the game script is going to dictate him putting the ball in the air all day today. And the Bengals defense, with the pressure that they get, have become one of the best secondaries in the NFL as of late in regards to creating turnovers. Number two, Joe Burrow over 263.5 passing yards. Yes, I understand with the game script and Joe Mixon there that there's going to be running the football. They could be up late. Look, Burrow's going to go for it. He's aggressive. They're going to go for that over 263. I'd be surprised if he doesn't hit that clearly and cleanly and go right over it. All right, third, we're going to go Josh Allen over half an interception as well, -120. That Patriots defense is going to be aggressive. Belichick is going to throw every single style of defensive look that he can at Josh Allen, especially in the first half, knowing that he has to keep this points game close because the Patriots just aren't built to play a shootout style in the high 30s against Buffalo, which leads me to the last pick. Patriots kicker Nick Folk. Yes, we're going to the field goal kickers today. So, hey, let's have some fun with this one. Nick Folk over 1.5 field goals at +105. Belichick is not afraid to use Nick Folk anywhere on the field, especially when the game is within 10, 13, 17 points, because he does appreciate and know how consistent Nick Folk is. All right, the AB3 today. All right, +200. We're going to go a little bit different here. All right, we tried to kind of, we didn't try to emulate Mikey's donkey play. All right. But we tried to go with something different because we don't have three NFL games here, all right? So we're going to go +200. We're going Raiders team total over 20. We drop that number down. Bills team total over 20. We drop that number down. And then we're going to go Southern Cal basketball money line tonight against Oregon. +200. There you go. All right, boys. Heck of a show today, man. Good to see you. Thank you for everybody in the chat. And like we said, we're going to be live today at 3:30 p.m. Eastern to break down the Raiders at Bengals game. Coach will be in the seat, so you'll see him and everybody's smiling faces, not to mention 7:15 p.m. Eastern as well tonight to break down Patriots at Bills. We got the playoffs. We've got everything here. I appreciate you guys. And you know what? You got your marching orders. I can't do it like Coach. He's too good. But you do have your marching orders. And let's take these.
I can't do it.
He's too good. I got to save it up. Fair. But let's take these straight to the pay window. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.